Or you two look funny.
Once upon a time, there was a Band-Aid named Bob.
You already did a story about a Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah. Well, this Band-Aid wanted to be a rock star. And he put up a poster around town saying, "Pretty cool rockin' Band-Aid looking to join a band." And some people called him up and said, "Hey man, what are you into?" And he's like, "Yeah, pretty much like rap music.
Rapping around scabs.
And country. I like a lot of, you know, kind of pop music and rock and roll. Like, so pretty much everything." And it's like, "Yeah, man, I like it. It's cool." And so they're like, "Okay, let's jam. What do you do? Do you sing? Do you play an instrument?" Or it's like, "Nah, man, just a Band-Aid. Can't really sing, can't really play an instrument. But I really want to be in a band. I want to be a rock and roll star." I'm like, "Okay, well, what are you going to do in this band?" It's like, "I'm going to be in it, yo.
I'm going to be in it."
And everybody was confused, and nothing really came of any of his inquiries to start a band. So then he thought what he would do is join a band that was already famous, because then we could skip right to the good part of going on tour and hanging out with these cool guys.
You put your hand right.
Girls and whatever, man. Just have a great time. So he hung around shows and he would stick around after and talk to the band. And they'd be like,
"Yeah, I didn't sneeze right now because I went on."
They'd be like, "Hey, little Band-Aid, you want a signature?" And Bob would be like, "Nah, man, I want to join your band." And they're like, "Oh, cool, what do you do?" And he's like, "Pretty much nothing, but I'm all about being in a band." And that pitch obviously didn't work for him either. No bands picked him up. Till one day he was at a show. And he was watching. And the lead singer, who was Bob's favorite
person art
lead singer ever. Like, he's just like, that guy is the coolest. Anyways.
Cut my toes.
I don't crack. He He tripped and fell on stage and got a big cut on his elbow.
No.
Bob sprung into action. He's like, "I'm on it, y'all." And he threw off his little wax paper bits and hugged his elbow. It stuck right on there. And Rocky hairpiece.
His name is McJagginson hairpiece. Rocky McJagginson hairpiece.
Rocky McJagginson hairpiece. I was like, "Oh, wow, this Band-Aid just flew out of the sky. Rock and roll." And then, he kept singing, and he had the best night of his life. It was the best singing he ever did. And everybody cheered, and they wrote articles about him. And luckily they were recording it, so then he put it live on. He was like, in his whole career, just took off.
No.
Lego, my ego. And so he's like, "It's all because of this Band-Aid, man. I'm never taking it off." To which Bob said, "Yeah, y'all." He's so happy. And so he did. He toured with the Band-Aid. And got to know everybody in the band. Got to know the fans on the road. Don't do that, because that's all that it's going to hear is you breathing into it.
Sorry, thing.
Anyways, Yeah. Rock and Roll Bob the Band-Aid had a great old time. And then he started a musical movement called Band-Aid to help people in starving countries. And he got a bunch of bands involved and called it Band-Aid. The end.
Band-Aid. Get it?
That's right.